Welcome to the Ramblecast. Nick had a wonderful song planned for us today. It started off with no one knows what it's like to be a Ramblecast. But he just couldn't quite get the, on the tuning. And so that's a little teaser as to what's to come.
Nice.
I actually did sing that one on a Game of Thrones podcast when one of the White Walkers came about, because I was like, no one knows what it's like to be a White Walker, because he has blue eyes, behind blue eyes.
Blue eyes. Oh yeah,
and big chains,
and the Nimitz-sized chains. Yeah, that was probably
you gotta have those.
Yeah, that was probably the maddest I got with Game of Thrones was the chains. Yeah,
more than the ending, because most people hated the ending.
But I hated basically the second half of the last season.
If the chains will be the worst part of Game of Thrones for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think that if he ever finishes the book series, that they'll remake the whole series again, because it was just, you could tell. I mean, even though it was excellently produced, it just, once they ran out of actual George R. R. Martin material, they just were winging it, and it just wasn't as good.
Or they just didn't care.
Or they didn't care. They made their money, and it's like,
So,
I just want to say ahead of time, it wasn't my fault we were 20 minutes late.
No,
it was mine, and I did put it in the
but I didn't have to. I didn't want you throwing me under the bus later on.
17 minutes. Yeah.
So I was prepped and ready to go. I had the whole shebang set up. Well, downstairs, turned on the computer, could not hear you guys, couldn't get my earbuds to work, nothing. So I had to just. When all else fails, you just restart the whole shebang. So,
well, Nick said the show would be better without you. But you probably didn't hear that.
I almost decided, because I could see you guys talking, I almost thought I should just hit live record and see if you guys noticed. Well,
that would have been bad.
It would not have been great.
I can see
that. Not for any reason, but for a reason that it would be bad.
Yeah, yeah. It was not funny, because I could see Chris talking. And I could see, both Nick and Jack, you're like, whoa, yeah. And then I saw Nick, doing this, which I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, what is happening to Nick?
That's a problem with video. That's why I'm glad my mom doesn't FaceTime me, because she could see me going, uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard about the cats 5,000 times. It's okay, Mom. Go ahead.
And my mom was talking to me today, and she was like, I really want to say something to your sister about this. I don't want to talk to her, because how she is. So I think I'm just going to send it in a text. I was like, that's even worse. Yeah. Like, I was like, how texts can be taken one way or the other? She's totally going to read into that as like, my mom's a bitch right now. She's like, oh, yeah, you're right. My mom's gutless, though. So she doesn't like confrontation.
Except with a mask on.
Except with a mask. That's what I mean. She hides it,
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Anyways, what have you guys been up to this past week?
Work.
We've been kicking it old school, watching Das Boot,
Yeah.
How'd you like it, Matt?
Oh, I loved it. No, somebody here. Oh, is this a big reveal? Where are we supposed to?
You just fucked it up.
Yeah, we were going to lead into it and everything. Yeah.
Hey, Leno. Hey, Leno.
Maybe if you showed up by time, you'd have been here for the pre-show commentary. Yeah. This one's in no condition to fuck.
Remove myself.
Oh, come on, man.
So,
player two.
Behold, for those people listening, you may not believe it. However, I did find a way to carve out like 3 fucking hours out of a day last week where I got to dust off Das Boot.
Das Boot.
And yes, I watched it. I watched all of it.
You know what a perfect song would have been was "These Boots Are Made for Walking."
For walking,
like that's what like a Das Boots are made for walking. Anyway,
there's
a joke there somewhere that I think we could have really landed this whole thing a lot better.
Yeah, maybe if you didn't screw it at the top, we'd been all right.
It was all planned, but
anyway, So I did carve out 3 hours of the day last week, and I was at home with my son, and he was napping. So I was able to like bang out a good half of it while he was napping, mm-hmm. and that night I finished it. I'll tell you though, I watched it in German. Mm-hmm. I thought that would be the best way to do it. And I did with the subtitles and such. And you guys were right. You were right.
What have we been wrong?
Okay. this has to be a shorter podcast. I can't go through that list. but I'll tell you though, I have missed out on this movie, and it's interesting because I've after watching, I recognize there's actually like parts of the movie that I have seen. So I must've like seen clips of it at some point, but in watching this movie in its entirety, what a fucking movie, dude. Yeah. Gospel is incredible.
When I opened up my chat and you were giving us play by play,
I was like live texting it. Right. And
I got to watch it again.
Yeah. So like the best part, and again, like, I guess, can I spoil it? I mean, right?
It's almost 40 years old. I mean, yeah.
I think at this point we will just say spoilers for Das Boot since Chris has watched it.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. So, anyways, fast forward ahead for a few minutes if you don't want to hear it. It's funny because, you know, I was live texting, and there's like a break in my live texting.
Yeah.
And then I just start like ha 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 holy shit like in the text, and Nick's like, oh, you got to the end, didn't you? I'm like, yeah, dude, it's so crazy, right? Because like, I think we talk about this. Like, you're rooting for this ragtag group who have just gone through fucking hell and gotten back from hell to like from the bottom of the ocean to get back up and live and survive, and then you get this really rude awakening and a reminder is like, nope. They're still fucking Nazis. And then when the British come in and just fucking bomb the shit out of the ceremony that they're a part of as they're returning. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, fuck those guys. Like,
they're fucking Nazis. Yes.
But, man, I'll tell you, like, talk about, like, just an incredibly acted and directed movie. Like, and I watched a little bit of like the behind the scenes footage that's on the disc, and it was really fucking like boring to watch because it was definitely designed to be like a navigate the DVD by highlighting the, you know, fucking torpedo blah 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 and hit enter so you can travel over there. I was like, okay, just fucking show me this shit, please. but it was crazy to think that they filmed that entire fucking thing on a set that was the exact same size as a submarine. Like, there's no bullshit about that. That was just all real how they did it. And I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away by that movie. And Matt, I don't know. I don't know if I can watch it again because it's a significant investment of time. But I am grateful for all the ball busting that you three and the listeners have been doing for the last, I don't know, what, 2 years now? Almost 2 years?
Has it been that long? Almost. I think it was like roughly like November of 2018.
November, yeah. And I just bought this house when I bought the DVD.
It's been two years since you bought the house?
It'll be 2 years on Thanksgiving. So we moved in on Thanksgiving Day. But I'll tell you, man, a fantastic movie. So thank you for busting my balls all And I'm happy to report that I finally watched Das Boot.
Nice.
And now I'm looking forward to checking out the series on Hulu.
I know season 2 has been released of the series. For everyone out there, it's a Hulu series filmed in England. Season 2 has been released in England, but not in the States for some reason.
What's up with that?
I don't know. It's been out for like a month now in England, but not in the States.
It's fucking America. It should be first here. America.
But yeah, the Das Boot series on Hulu is actually very good as well. But would you consider, Chris, this to be the greatest submarine movie of all time? Like, there's definitely some debate there. Like, with, is it Hunt for October? Is it Das Boot?
So to put it in reference, like, I haven't watched Hunt for October and Crimson Tide in probably 20 years, right? So it's been a long time. So, and quite honestly, I get those two movies mixed up all the time.
One's with Denzel Washington, one's with Sean Connery.
But they're not even close.
But the thing is, it's a fucking submarine movie, right? So
you said to remember Sean Connery is a Russian Scottish guy.
Right? Look, we're not going to start a whole fucking campaign to get my ass to watch these movies in succession again. But I will say, though, that this, of what I remember watching of those movies, and I'll even throw down Periscope in there with Kelsey Grammer. I can say I've never watched a movie that felt more real, right? Like you really felt like you're there. And like the stress that you feel in watching this movie because of the close quarters of a submarine and the inner workings, like the whole idea of them literally fucking like fixing this motherfucker at the bottom of the depths of the ocean to not die because they're at 250 plus pounds, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It was like you're on the edge of your seat. Like you feel like you're in the submarine when you're watching it. And it was awesome. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so, exactly. I mean, because you see a lot of details that I don't think would be in, like they're literally sharing one crapper, you know, like, you know, and then they all get crabs because of one kid, you know, and then there's so many like little things that would probably be cut out of most movies today because it's like, oh, you don't really need that scene. Let's cut that out, you know, and then like when you see the mechanic, you know, actually lose his shit because
lose his shit.
I mean, that would happen to anybody, you know, if you're being depth charged and then being sitting on the bottom of the ocean. And then like, you're just like at any moment, you're just constantly like, I could die at any second. And then, you know, it's just going to naturally happen, you know?
And you build these, you know, whenever you watch a movie like this, or you're getting that involved and you really kind of build like a connection, not connection, but like a, almost a kinship to some of the characters. Right. So you actually start to really like some of these people, mm-hmm. which is the rude awakening at the end.
Right.
The number one, his number one, like the guy who they try to get the chief. Yeah. Like that dude was just a fucking savage. Like he's like this older guy. And if it wasn't for him, they would have all, you know, died in the depths of the ocean, not 2 hours later. But it was just, it was incredible. I can't say enough about
it. Did you like it?
I'm glad that I got to watch it.
You like it? Yeah.
Don't hold back.
Well, it's been 2 years. He should give a proper review.
No, I'm just making
you can do a little check mark on next to the box next to my name for finally seeing Das Boot.
300 more movies to go, and you're going to be there, Chris. Yeah. You're that close.
What is next? What's the next movie I should watch?
I know that we've talked about different ones.
I thought we said good, the bad, the ugly, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a must.
It's a long one though. It's another long one.
And it won the Clint Eastwood, you know, versus.
And don't forget, I watched the theatrical cut of Das Boot. So that thing was fucking long.
No, you watched the director's cut, rather.
Not the theatrical. I watched the director's cut.
That movie was over at least 2.5 hours, right?
Yeah.
That's like nothing. That's like watching fucking an episode of Files next to Dust.
Back in the 60s.
But it's probably on par with the director's cut of Dune, which is like four and a half hours long.
But the problem with the director's cut of Dune, the movie's real. It's only really 4 minutes. It just seems like 4.5 hours.
I am so excited about the new Dune movie. My only trepidation is that I kind of wonder, like, would this have been better as like a 10-episode, you know, HBO?
How many is it going to be?
Well, they just I've heard that they're splitting the first book into two parts.
Yeah. It should have been a 10-part series. That would have been much better. Yeah.
I don't know, the way TV's going and like shows like The Mandalorian and, you know.
So it's not a movie, it's a TV show?
No, it is going to be a movie, but from what I heard they're talking about, or there's plans to split the first book into two parts. And who knows, maybe they'll bring in some of the Children of Dune into the second part, which would be cool. That's what I've always wanted. You know, like, let's get to some of the other books. The Sci-Fi Channel had done a version of Children of Dune, which I love. I thought it was great, you know, just because you just don't get that story. And anyway, that's my Dune hour. So come back next week.
It seemed like an hour.
Well, I don't know who said it, but yeah, I read it like a couple weeks ago that somebody associated with the project though was, said a ballsy claim, you know, and
it's the actors.
maybe. But they said that, you know, this, they predicting that Dune's going to be the Lord of the Rings of this generation, you know, because it's been 20 years since Lord of the Rings. So they're like, well, this will be the same thing. Like, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, Dune, you know, because Dune never got its proper due aside from, like, the deep, deep fans in the 80s. So it's like, you know, this is going to be a new to a lot of people. So was Tron, but I mean, but still, like, people like it.
Oh, yeah, but- oh. I don't know if you noticed, there's this guy right over here, and he just wanted to say fuck you. So,
there you go. I don't mind if an astronaut tells me to fuck off.
I thought it was Gus Grissom over there. Yeah. Like, you know,
well, no, because the capsule's not on fire.
Yeah.
Oh. What, too soon? What?
Dude, yeah.
That's just blue.
That's what I mean. That's the Gus I'm thinking of, not the Apollo 1. Yeah, Gus.
Yeah. I like Gus Grissom, and I'm sorry I said that. That was I did want to say before I forget, though, you mentioned Nancy Sinatra's Boots Were Made for Walking. Mm-hmm. Now, this was a song, one of the many songs I used to use when my granddaughter was, she's now two, but she was, the first 4 months, she was like the worst kid in the world because she would just have colic and just cry all the time, and I'd be crying. Oh, but some videos would make her stop, and one was Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walking. I've seen this video a billion times. Now, the lovely and talented Nancy Sinatra, who has no rhythm, by the way, if you watch the video, she can't sing well either.
She has a very range.
Well, she's Frank Sinatra's daughter, so I'm not saying anything. Well, he's dead now. But anyway, so I was watching the video the other day because she's a little fussy, so I put the Bengals on and put Nancy Sinatra. And I didn't realize when she's talking about, when she says, I got a brand new box of matches, she's talking about another guy. I just realized that after 5 billion watches of this video.
Huh.
I go, oh, she's talking about another guy. Because that line never made sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've never been burnt. Bum, 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 bum. And I went, okay, all right. All right, Nancy, that makes sense now, because it would always bug me. But go ahead. I just had to clear the air because it was been bothering me for a while.
That's when you take. That's what happens when you take that much as LSD as you do, Jack.
So. Exactly. You know, so use it. Well, it makes the song sound better. I like this. It's a good Vietnam song. It's in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
The one that gets like overplayed.
Oh, cool. A lot of money.
This is just like a side versus. It's not even like a poll or anything, but like really though. Songs that you hear that like make you think of Vietnam or they've been kind of like for me, the Jimi Hendrix, you know, I think either All Along the Watchtower or Voodoo Child Slight Return, like they play both of those like a lot.
Well, they always play. Yeah. They always play Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth in Vietnam movies.
There's a Rolling Stones song they always play.
Which Stones song? The
Painted Black.
That's the RNC.
Street Fighting Man.
You can just take the Forrest Gump soundtrack.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like
pull it on top.
I think Gimme Shelter. That's the one. That's the one you're thinking. I bet the Stones.
I'd have to hear it because I'm not a big Stones fan.
Ethan makes a good unfortunate.
But I like that song. It's in Good Morning Vietnam. It's probably in Platoon, which is a cheerful. I still like when. What was that movie with Leslie Nielsen and
Jumpin' Jack Flash?
No, it was the Naked Gun movies where he was with what's her first name? Presley. She was married to Elvis.
Marie.
Priscilla.
Priscilla yeah.
Presley. Thank you. Priscilla Presley. When they're walking out of the theater and they're laughing and the movie's Platoon.
Oh, that's right.
Because nobody comes out of Platoon laughing. It's like,
oh, we're getting some feedback here in the chat. I missed this. Fortunate Son. Yes, definitely. And then Hey Joe. So I'm trying to think of
it wasn't Hey Jude.
So
no, Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix. You know,
I'm just
gotcha. Hey Dude. Yeah.
Hey Dude.
The Five Bloods. What are we talking about? Randy. Randy says the Five Bloods. I'm not sure.
We've gotten into the Warriors. When are they going to remake the Warriors? Have anyone seen? Chris, I'm not going to bother with you.
I've seen the fucking Warriors.
You seen the Warriors?
Yes. I don't know if they could remake that movie right now.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the uproar though? Like,
only if it was post-apocalyptic. Like,
there's a huge uproar right now though that I'm not sure if it's confirmed yet or not, but they're going to remake Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I saw that.
Yeah, with Will Smith
and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, there's already like petitions saying like, don't fucking do it because you can't remake that movie. It's perfect.
Yeah,
I'm fucking mad.
Dude, like, did you not know that?
You know it. I didn't know that. Like, and you think that Will Smith and Kevin Hart would know that? Like, why would you sign on for that?
Because that's Kevin Hart does everything.
Yeah,
he's a new Samuel Jackson or Kevin Bacon. You can literally do the 6 degrees of Kevin Hart now. I think because remember back in the day, Samuel Jackson was in every fucking movie, and now it's Kevin Hart. And I like Kevin Hart, but Will Smith, I don't know, he's lost a few steps. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't made a good movie in probably 15 years. I mean, I liked I Am Legend, even though it kind of gets bad reviews. Because
I like I Am Legend.
They messed up the ending, you know, but...
I really liked I Am Legend.
I liked it. Yeah, so I guess probably his last good one was I Am Legend.
I like The Omega Man better with Charlton Heston.
I'm over here trying to remember this movie that I watched on Hulu. It's called The Hustle, and I'm watching it, and it's got Anne Hathaway, and I'm trying to remember her co-star. Anne Hathaway is in it, and Rebel Wilson. They're the two main.
I love Rebel Wilson. She's fucking awesome.
So I recommend watching this, even though and I feel like
it's a comedy.
It's a comedy. I feel like it almost ruins it to tell you what it's a remake of, but it is a remake. So I'm not going to spoil it.
You need to tell me, or I'm going to go look it up and I'll spoil
it. Well, it is a remake of a Steve Martin movie. So.
Wow. You didn't take long to cave in.
Michael Caine and Steve Martin.
Oh, very Rotten Scandals.
Yeah. I feel bad even telling you because I watched it not knowing that.
You wouldn't have to be tortured, would you?
I enjoyed it better, but at some point, like, it kind of revealed itself to me. Like, I'm watching it, I'm like, wait, this is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And I enjoyed it still, though. I mean, like, I felt like it was definitely a nod to it. I
watched Dirty Rotten Scandals over and over and over as a kid. I loved that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't until I got somewhere in the mid-90s that I realized that the butler was Emperor Palpatine, you know, in that movie. You don't really notice it until
Ian McDermott.
Ian McDermott, yeah. You don't notice it until one scene when Steve Martin finally does the whole I'm crippled thing for the first time. He's in the back.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the chat.
Well, he's in the back of the car, and then Ian McDermott walks up, and he's like, "Welcome to hell," you know, like just the way he says it is just straight up emperor, and you're like, "Oh my god, that's him!" But just I don't know.
The only Steve Martin movie I absolutely hated and wish he would never have made was the Pink Panther.
Pink Panther, yeah, and they made a second one.
I know.
It's like Steve Martin. How can you be so fucking stupid? Because he's my all-time favorite comic. I mean, he's just, as a kid, I just loved Steve Martin. And I went, Pink Panther. No, that's just, you can't do that. No, they've tried.
Yeah.
You can't. No one's Peter Sellers. Stop, no. Steve. Stop. Don't do it.
Collaborate and listen.
Yeah, but he did it anyway after I insisted he not do it. But
he did email you, so.
He did, but it was too late because he sent it to the wrong email and, got lost.
You know what it's not too late for, though?
What's that?
An advertisement from our sponsors.
That's massive.
Boom! Look at that. That's why we have Chris. Last week it was Nick, but
I'm usually the one that like mentions. I mean, Chris just slid it in there.
No, it's been Nick. Dude, it's been Nick. Yeah. It's been Nick or Chris like the last 6 months.
Fuck you guys. This floating head is floating on home. Wait, I'm already home. Anyway, a show that I was watching, I wanted to talk about. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right, thanks. It was a show that my wife introduced me to. She was like, "Oh, I think you're gonna like this show." And so, like most shows that my wife tries to introduce me to, I'm like, "Okay, whatever." But it grew on me, and I really enjoy it. I love my. But sometimes our tastes don't always connect.
I'm married. Got it.
Yeah. So you know, but when they do, it's awesome. The show, and sadly, from what I've read and seen, like there was never a second season. But and I'm not all the way through the first and only season. But the kids are all right. It was an ABC show, and I believe that it was their attempt to try to do a 70s version of Goldbergs, which, if to call it a 70s version of Goldbergs, you can kind of see where they took some cues, but I feel like they also retooled it and made it better in some ways. So, and maybe
definitely more edgier.
It's a little bit more edgier. Did you watch it?
Well, it's funny you say that because my wife was watching it and said, you have to watch this show. And I'm like going,
oh, my gosh, are we married?
I said, you know, Matt says that women don't really know how to pick movies and TV shows. So I don't know if I want to say that. So I watched a few episodes. I saw this is really good. And I meant to go back and rewatch the episodes. And I saw it was on Hulu. It's on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
It's only one season. It got canceled. Yep. And I don't know. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how it got canceled.
How did this show get canceled, but there was a second fucking Pink Panther movie with Steve Martin? And
I don't get it. I don't know. Because the episodes I saw were pretty damn funny. Because it's a Catholic family that was like, how many? Like
there's eight boys. There's eight boys. And that's where my wife connects with it.
And a great cast.
Yeah, she had eight brothers growing up. So to her, it's like, yeah, this is the 70s. This is growing up. Boys fighting, you know, like crashing through windows and always, but I love the dynamics of all the sons because they're each their own personality and you see it kind of grow. Whereas Goldberg's is so formulaic. It's just like, okay, I know this, you're going to play a classic song and then you guys are going to be all right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
the Goldberg's really, cause I stopped watching the Goldberg and I loved it at first, but the last season I was watching, I go, okay, get to the part where you guys all hug.
Yeah,
it's just the same fucking ending every time, and I felt bad because it was a great show at one point, but it just got.
Yeah, I feel like shows should have an end and stop.
Well, yeah, but it's like the same ending. It's
yeah, but it just it's too many, one too many seasons for Goldbergs. But the kids are all right though. I feel it takes it to the next level. I don't know if you've seen the episode where there's two boys are trying to clean a dish or a tablecloth that's their mom's that he cleared.
No, I've only seen like three or four episodes, but
okay.
I will go back and it's, you're right. It should have gotten, I don't know why it wasn't saved and put on Netflix or Hulu. I mean, it was not only funny, but it was interesting too. It was a good show.
It's a lot more complex than Goldberg. So again, a recommendation that I'm giving to something and I'm referring it to something else and, you know, give it a try.
You know, maybe it's a show that should have started on Netflix or Hulu.
Yeah.
Because I think people think, oh, this is the Goldbergs. That's what people compare it to. And it's not the family, but it's not the Goldbergs.
It's a lot more dynamic and they deal with things of the 70s too, like issues like women's rights, as I mean, that comes up again and again, as well as like the Catholic faith and some of the different just influences of the 70s. Nixon, you know, plays a part in the background for their, you know, childhood. So it's
Nixon gets royalties on it. So there you go. I do like Randy in the chat. Steve Martin probably sent an email to RCAD address and no one ever read it.
That's true. That is definitely true.
Can I say this? I think someone has hijacked Randy's account. Because the last 2 or 3 weeks, dude has been on fire. Am I right? And I want to thank people for ahead of time. Before I forget, the people who helped us out in the verses last week on the Facebook, and thank you. Great job, guys. That was a lot of fun the verses last week. Yeah, it was.
Can someone give me a Cliff Notes version recap?
A lot of people played along, and some people were not happy with it. So yeah. Let's just say
someone didn't want to play along.
Really?
But definitely lots of people that were. You know, every movie that got nominated was like, oh my God, like, you remember Robin Williams and that? It was so good. Like, yep. He took his shirt off. It was like, oh.
I've been part of a lot of verses, but that was the best verses I've ever
done. Oh, it's fantastic.
You enjoyed the verses this week then, so just because of the whole trickery.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
because it was people using their imagination. It was funny. I just enjoyed it. I couldn't wait to see the next thing coming up. It was funny.
Outstanding.
Gretchen didn't win, which was
obvious. Yeah, Gretchen. And
I really wanted Gretchen.
But did you like my Gretchen?
So who won?
I think Gretchen came in.
You did, Chris. I think you won.
Yeah, I think you did, yeah. Chris.
Back to back.
Then Wayne's World got second.
Back to back.
And what a shock that Jay voted for Wayne's World.
Exactly. That was my he was one of the very first people that voted. And I was like, of course, Jay picks the Jay pick of Wayne's World.
I just want to, you know.
Gretchen was second, I think.
For a long time. No, I think it ended up.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, Gretchen held in there. So, it's like watching a horse race for us, you know.
Matt, does your wife shop? There's an online store for clothing called Gretchen. Does your wife shop there?
I don't think so, but
wife was watching something on TV or her iPad, and the commercial was for Gretchen. I'm like going,
but see, I'm the one that said Gretchen in my sleep.
I know, but maybe you heard the Gretchen and it got in your head, and then No? Okay. I'm trying to help you.
And I'm
trying to save your marriage here.
I only know one Gretchen, and I have not seen her for probably over 12 years. Maybe.
Oh, wait. So this is
the last time you were on the farm. Makes sense.
Not time on the farm. Hey, can you just mention that we're getting derailed here talking about Gretchen. I just wanted to...
High five.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. I'm not going to say who wrote this, but I really, this cracked me up as a comment. Such a hard choice. You can't go wrong with most of Robin Williams' movies. Implying that some of these were Robin Williams' movies. Just saying.
Don't throw Jessica under the bus.
I'm just happy that people commented.
Am I right? Was it Jessica?
Voted, so... Probably. No, it's not. I'm not going to mention anything.
I think it was the Canadian.
No, it was not. So, but Colleen,
Chris, guess whose horse came in last, though, or sheep came in last.
Movie you've never seen.
No, it was Youngblood.
Yeah, movie's never seen.
Yeah, that's true.
But I didn't care.
Chris Doran says Youngblood was cheated. Robin Williams is awesome as the coach of the Thunder Bay Bombers. Nice.
Madonna.
I think this is so much more fun when we just fuck with people.
Well, you know what? This week I was thinking that we post a versus and we just say this week's versus and we have it all open and we don't put anything.
Just let it be.
And people can make their own. Their own decision on what it is.
Yes.
I'll post that tomorrow. This week's versus.
Post it now, Jack. Like, just, let's get the votes in.
Let's
get the mail-in vote, for Christ's sake.
I will do that right now.
Not that I can see it.
But you'll be there in spirit, right?
Dude, I am 2 weeks in without Facebook, and holy shit, it's awesome.
I went in the patrons group. Sorry.
I am very tempted.
Dude, it's the best. You will not regret it. Like the only thing I'm regretting is our Facebook group, which I do regret because that's just, you know, I like to be connected, but
I have to be able to post. I am a poster.
Don't need to be a poster.
What if I've got an idea? What I have another account. I could just be that account and not have follow anybody, any friends at all, and I could just, you know, maybe.
What do you need to post?
But that's kind of self-defeating though, because the reason why people want to get off Facebook is because you're reading so much negative shit all the time that it just robs your soul of any kind of happiness.
Yeah. What do you need to post on Facebook?
I'm curious.
I don't know. I posted something the other day, and it's gotten quite a lot of people talking, and not in a good way.
See,
and,
you're adding to the fucking problem.
I know, but I was very moved by the fact that someone was shot in the back 7 times. Okay,
I get it.
I mean, that's crushing. That's crushing, the whole thing. And to the fact that we were here having this conversation as a nation a month ago, and yet here we are back to this point where we can't.
It's not going to be. We have
nice things, people. Why can't we have nice things?
Well, what bothered me most about this whole thing is that the kids were in the car.
I know.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway.
You can read about this stuff. You can be in the news about everything. You can take part in protests if you feel compelled to do so. But I'm telling you, Facebook is a waste of your fucking time.
You know what? All I have is time. Well, I don't, because I'm old.
You know, there's a phenomenal book that I recommend. I don't know if I've talked about this before on the show, but incredible book. And I say that I read. What I mean by that is I listened to it.
I'm not laughing at you.
It's what I do in the car on my rides to work and everything. There's an incredible book. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And it is fucking amazing. It's a big reason for my push to delete Facebook from my life.
That person has written, I think, 3 books that are like
he has. I'm looking forward to catching some of his other stuff too. But like one of the big themes of the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, is that in your life, you have a finite amount of fucks to give. Spend them wisely. Delete Facebook. I had that last
Facebook
part.
I have stock in Facebook, but it's okay. Just keep bashing it.
I don't give a fuck about your stock. See, there's another thing I don't get.
There you go.
Yeah, like, so,
I don't give a fuck. So everything is just fuck you.
Yeah, I don't care about your stock. That's one thing that I don't have to give a fuck to give about.
He's become Joe Pesci.
By the way.
You at the drive-thru.
If you guys are in the chat, the versus is up. If you want to go have some fun, because Dan just said, I win.
He does. I actually thought about saying, like, what state is Dan's favorite state to kill people in?
For all of them.
You know, Randy makes a good point, though. Randy makes a good point in the chat, because I like Facebook to keep in touch with my friends who I never get to see or talk to. I understand where you're coming from that. You know, and I thought about that, too. And I really kind of evaluated my interactions with the friends that I haven't seen in forever, like friends from home, high school, whatever. And I thought about it, and it really didn't bring me any other. There's no benefit other than seeing what their life is about, right? In all honesty, this sounds like insincere, but like if I really fucking cared, and I'm being honest here, if I really fucking cared what color shoes that my friend from high school bought their kid, I would be over to their house visiting and saying hello and actually having like a real life, not on Facebook friendship.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but you know what? I've realized I don't have to fucking know. Like, I don't need to care. I just don't fucking, it doesn't matter. Like, for people who I really need to be in touch with and have that connection with, I have that in real life, right? Granted, it gets to a point where you get so overloaded with all these people who you really, at the end of the day, couldn't fucking give a shit about their views on this stuff because they're not part of your life. They're part of a Facebook feed. And I don't care. And I know that sounds really insensitive off the top, but like, I just don't fucking care.
No.
Yeah, but it's the birthday thing, Jack. It all comes back to the birthday thing.
I was going to say, my birthday is a year away.
Like, I don't give a shit. If it's your birthday, I'll say happy birthday if I know about it, because I care about it. I know about it.
I need to get him back on Facebook so you can wish me happy birthday next year.
I'll call you. I'll say happy birthday, Jack. You know, I'm not going to call you. I'll send you a text, because I really don't like fucking calling.
You'll send me a text with a guy with a big dick saying happy birthday.
I don't have any birthdays. That just means I care.
Here's to the big swinging dick in the room. Happy birthday, buddy.
Like, oh my God, I'm not blowing that out. Okay.
But yeah, so for me, it got to that point where, like, there's this whole, like, for me, it was like a fake facade of pretending that I give a fuck about people. It's not that I don't care about them. I just don't. I don't need to have all this in front of me. It's a complete waste of time. I know that sounds awful.
I'm not digging myself
out of this hole. I get it. But I'll just tell you that having Facebook removed from my phone and from my daily life has been a goddamn godsend. And my blood pressure is far better off because of it.
Well, if you feel better.
I do.
I'm glad you feel better about that.
Ethan says you wouldn't like it if it was a little dick.
I will say that keeping Messenger is smart.
If you haven't seen it,
you can still keep in touch with
everyone.
People,
so. More people have been exposed to that image than probably any other image in history.
I could have gone a lifetime without seeing it because it's number one. It's just like, how the fuck? But anyway, you just go
because it's not real.
It's not real?
No.
He actually did take the picture of him sitting on the couch like that.
Did I send you the video to the Vice News? Did a short documentary on him.
You did, because I watched it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not real. That's the thing. Like, it's like he did take the picture, but he's probably well endowed, but he's not like fucking a rhinoceros.
During the back of the Titanic. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now I feel better.
Glad we got that.
I do want to talk. My wife is into British television. Ever since she got into Downton Abbey, which I recommended to her, she. I just read my name. But she wanted to sign up. There's this new streaming service called Brit TV, I think it's called. It's like British television. And who has a show, a Brit original on there? Our good friend Rob Lowe. He plays a
not British.
He's not British. He's an American cop. They call him the Cowboy, and it's not a bad show. I forget what it's called, but it might be Cowboy. I don't know what it's called, but it's on Brit TV. If you haven't have it, she's been watching it nonstop because they have all these old British shows, and she's watching it.
So when I think of a cowboy, Rob Lowe is the last person I think of. They have no idea what a cowboy is, or Rob Lowe is one hell of an actor. And we know that's
not true. Wow.
BritBox, says Ethan.
Is that what it's called, BritBox? Of course Ethan would know. But it's Rob Lowe's not a bad actor. You didn't like Rob Lowe in the West Wing?
Never watched the West Wing.
Oh, dude, they're having a reunion. I read that today.
You know that, Jack. You've forgotten that I
did forget. So you give time out. You give Chris all this crap for not watching good television, good movies, and you've never seen The West Wing.
That's right. I never have. Okay, there's a difference between a 3-hour time commitment.
No.
Freaking season time commitment.
It's a significant investment to watch The West Wing. However, it is an investment well made. It is a phenomenal television show.
Yeah, and it's still whole. I mean, even though the same things they're talking about, today, because we'll always be talking about it. But it's that good.
Yeah,
sex, drugs, and rock and roll, man.
I forgot you didn't watch The West Wing. My God,
because y'all gave me shit, and I said, well, it's because I had started college, and I didn't watch it as it came on,
right?
And then by the time it was just that weird time where. I would have watched it probably.
I'm right there with you. I was too busy getting college.
Yeah.
So did you didn't watch it either?
Wow. I was in the same boat. I didn't watch it until like 2 years ago.
I'm aware of the West Wing.
Oh, my God. What? Chris, you've seen it, right?
Yeah, I saw it like 2 years ago.
He watched it later, though, in hindsight.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your guys' excuse?
We just said them.
I did. Yeah, you were in college. You're not in college anymore. You guys are like old and decrepit. What the hell are you doing?
We're living in the second golden age of television. You know how much new shit we got to watch right now?
I'm telling you right now, West Wing is probably better than 99% of the stuff that's on today.
Oh, whatever.
career. 100%.
Yeah, and 99% better than what's going on in the government today, too. I don't need to, like, be reminded how shitty things are by watching this golden age of, like...
No, in all honesty. So Jack is just going to, you know, throw profanities your way and talk you down like you're a bunch of assholes. I will say, and not that it's needed, because you probably have heard this 1,000 times, that the West Wing, yes, it will make you feel even worse about the situation we have now. However, it is one of the most amazingly produced television shows I have ever put my eyes on. Like the way that show is put together, between the acting, the dialogue, which is Aaron Sorkin, like, at his best, most coked out time. Like, dude, he left the show because he was so coked out. And you could tell that in the writing, it was just so frenetically written. And it was unbelievable how well it got put together. So the direction, the dialogue, the acting, the content of that show is outstanding. Like, there, you know, you can always say that there's, like, in most shows, there's, like, oh, there's a really bad episode of that show. This episode sucked. Like, you think, like, Nikki and Paolo for Lost. You think of, you know, whatever. Like, all of these shows. I can honestly say that I don't recall any episodes of West Wing that I watched. It was like, you know what? I didn't fucking need to watch that episode. That was stupid.
There is a character.
I literally loved every single episode.
There is a character in season one that I'm glad they got rid of. Because that Mandy.
Oh, I go,
they really fucked that character up. It's not the actress. It's just they had
Moira. What's her name?
Yeah, it was just a terrible. She was terrible.
It was so 90s, though. Like that. That's the thing, too. I think it didn't. It doesn't hold over well to, like, today with her character, because it was a very 90s, you know, progressive 90s, you know, character.
But the things they're talking about in the show, they're still talking
so real.
About.
So real.
And you'll love the character. And am I a Rob lover or a Rob lower? What was that, Matt? You changed my name to.
Yeah, you're just a little bit lower than Rob Lowe.
I can take that.
Well, hold up. You can change our names on our behalf?
Yeah, you haven't even, like, I discovered this, I think, in the last bonus episode.
I don't like this.
He's been doing this for a while. No, but I agree 100%.
Already. At some point, you were Das Boot, bitch. I changed everybody's that had it was like bitch was our last name, so
yeah.
I've changed it multiple times, so
you still had mine when I was doing was it Big Brother last week?
Sorry,
you still have my same name, the bad JFK joke or whatever it was. I was still on there. I went, oh wait, gotta change it. I didn't notice you had changed. No,
I think. Actually, Nick popped in as bad Lincoln joke because I changed.
No, but you had me something too soon, Kennedy joke. You changed my name to last week.
Yeah,
it was still on my thing when I went on Big Brother, and I went, "Yeah, oh, crap."
You were bad Lincoln joke. I was bad. No, I mean, you were bad. I was bad Kennedy. Lincoln joke. You're bad Kennedy joke. Yeah,
right. Either way, I thought they were both funny. But anyway, no. Check out the West Wing. It's an amazing show. It is. I'm sorry. How often do Chris and I agree?
Agreed.
We agree a lot, but you like to disagree with the things that we agree upon just to be disagreeable.
Who?
Jack.
Well, I'm trying to keep the show interesting.
Like, no human being on the face of the planet actually thinks that fucking pork chops at Ruth's Chris are a good idea. But you do.
They're the best fucking thing in the world. I mean, you guys can keep arguing with me. They're amazing. If something's good, I'm not. One thing you guys have to learn here. I've been doing this for 100 years. I don't recommend things. If you don't join, you guys have to join. If you're listening, join us in the chat just 1 week just to see.
Yeah, it's worth it. We're a bunch of fucking idiots. It's fantastic. You should just hang out in the chat,
because people always go, I don't like you because I don't know what you're laughing at. Well, if you followed us,
that was great. I'm on the show. I don't even know what the fuck you're laughing at.
I might do a West Wing rewatch.
I've done a few.
Thanks.
I don't know if I can have that much commitment, you know? I mean,
Dude, it took me 2 fucking years to watch Das Boot. You think I'm going to really watch a West Wing rewatch? Right, no shit. Come on.
We'll start the longest West Wing rewatch.
Why don't we watch an episode a week and we'll come back and talk about it on the Ramblecast?
Yeah, because they did that. It's called West Wing Weekly.
Yeah, but that was with Will.
I like how Nick's just like
he's kind of a dick.
It's kind of
that's a commitment.
I tweet because he was in when the Battle Network Stars came back. What's the guy that played Will? He's a very funny guy. What's his name?
BritBox.
BritBox might be. Well, he runs funny, and I sent him a tweet saying how he runs funny. He basically told me to fuck off.
Oh,
I said, okay, you want to be on the Ramblecast? That's exactly what I said back to him, and no response back. He does run funny. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Although we're
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, and Natalie Portman. Like, a lot of people don't notice about Natalie Portman. She never moves her arms when she runs. Everything she's ever run in, she has her arms straight out and just runs with her arms, never moves them.
Is that where they got the Seinfeld episode with Raquel Welch was in with a?
But she didn't. Yeah.
Well, no. The girl from Saturday Night Live. She doesn't move her. It's Elaine's friend. She doesn't move her arms. Anyway.
Yeah, it's lost, and you lost Ethan too, because he is very. Okay.
Well, he's on ER. ER's 15 seasons. I mean, it's a great show, but I don't know if I'd tell people to watch. Because I watched all 15 seasons. It was a struggle at the end.
Yeah. I'm amazed Grey's Anatomy has made it as long as it has. Don't get
me started on that piece of shit show.
That's the thing. It peaked like in 2004, and it's still on.
Yeah, it's just the same fucking thing. And I say this to my wife all the time, and I go, because she's watching. I go, oh, that person's going to die. She goes, why? I go, because they're in Seattle Grays or whatever the hotel, the hot hospital's called. Because you're in the best hospital, best care in the world. I hate to inform you, but your fucking person died. Because they all die. Everyone dies on that show. Everyone.
I'm still rewatching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That is the crew that I've been hanging with at night.
You have time to rewatch that, but you don't have time to watch.
We may not all have time to rewatch these series.
I'm not in the mood.
But he's watching already seen.
Yeah, hold on. I like to have a drink, and I like to like hang out with the bros at the Philly place.
We may not all have enough time to sit down and watch a rewatch of West Wing or Grey's Anatomy.
I understand that.
What I'm trying to say is, we may not have a lot of time to watch all these rewatches because what I'm trying to say is we may not have a lot of time to watch all these rewatches, but we have plenty of time to listen to our sponsors once again.
Nice job.
Oh. Yeah, fucking thanks. I'm trying here.
We had a no-hitter in baseball.
Maybe I said no one watching it, so go figure. Fuck the MLB.
Damn. Well, just because the Red Sox suck.
Yeah, they're so bad.
God damn, they're so pissed poor.
They're the worst team in history right now.
I like Chris Dorn, no-hitter MLB tonight. Spoiler, it's not the Padres. Padres have never had a no-hitter. The only Major League Baseball team in the history of baseball.
But you have to actually
have once. Oh, come on. Padres have great pitching. Right? They have the best player in baseball right now. Fuck Mike Trout. I'm saying it. Fernando Tatis is the best player.
Tatis? I thought, Fernando Tatis, man. That's your boy.
The Bulls had the greatest basketball player of all time all through the 80s. They still didn't win a championship.
Well, you got to add. It's a team game.
It's a team game, yeah.
You see the catch Fernando Tatis made on Sunday? Did you see it?
Oh, really good.
Sorry, I just broke the entire show by putting pain in my background.
Yeah, you broke a brick on your table. I will say that I've never touched this stuff.
I've never done cocaine either. I had an opportunity on a rooftop in Brooklyn one time, and just
I've had more than plenty of opportunities, but never.
I think I told you before. I
just sneezed and blew it everywhere.
Bathroom stall in high school.
I worked at Sony in the late 80s, a night shift.
Reading on the NSA.
All the people working there would take their paycheck and buy cocaine for the weekend and have no money on Monday. All of them.
Yeah.
Josh Molina, that's the guy's name. Thank you.
Wow. There we go.
Thank you. Because he hates pork chops.
He does. He fucking hates them.
Yeah, you know what I hate? Fucking lols in this show. And, you know, I feel like we let the listeners down by choosing a Robin Williams movie. So right off the top of your head, favorite Robin Williams movie. No pressure. We don't have to do an official version.
Patch Adams.
Patch Adams?
I fucking loved Patch Adams. Like, yeah, I remember seeing that in the theater, and like, it's one of the movies I've seen in a theater and I fucking bawled my eyes out. It was it was just a beautiful movie.
I saw it in the theater but didn't cry because I'm a man. But
yeah, with no fucking soul.
Doom. Yeah, that's
I didn't cry in theater with horror. Michael Keaton, if you've never seen the movie Life, that one made me cry. I just had young kids, so it was imagining those kids growing up without me, they'd probably be better off. But anyway,
I have to look it up.
You ever seen it?
No, I'm gonna have to look up like Robin Williams' films. I like Patch Adams, like Chris said, but it's not something I want to watch all the time. You know,
that's fair. Yeah, I don't want to sit and watch it over and over again. That's for
Mine's
sure.
Mine's Dead Poets Society or Good Morning Vietnam.
See, like Dead Poets Society is so good, and then it's so fucking tragic at the end. That it's just like I get to the kid in the window, you know, in the hat, and it's just like I can't watch it. It's just like, oh, because you have Red Foreman as the dad. He's always plays a dick, and it's just like, dude, like you killed your kid. I don't care that he did it. You killed your kid, and it's just like I can't watch that movie.
But Good Morning Vietnam it's just an amazing movie.
Yeah, I remember when it came out. I saw it in the theater. I think. You know, it was one of those movies that my dad, I think, probably took me to see, you know, because I think it was rated R when it came out.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it was.
Yeah, mainly for the language, but at that point, you know, I was able to see those. And I probably Good Morning Vietnam for me, just because that was like the first Robin Williams movie. I remember watching Mork and Mindy as a kid, but watching that movie and the emotion, the range of emotion that you go through with his character in that movie. I know it's controversial with the family and, you know, the actual person, but you know, what is delivered on screen, like puts you there and puts you in that era. And I don't know. I just, and Robin Williams can just shine in that movie in a way. So, I mean, there's a lot of good ones. I mean, I like some of the ones that he did in the 2000s that were like a lot more like Insomnia or 1 Hour Photo, like, you know, all of those, you know, grittier ones that were a little bit more dramatic.
He did have a lot of range. That's the. Yeah.
I started to say Awakenings because I always liked that movie.
I like Awakenings. Yeah.
People forget about it, you know?
Yes.
But you know, and then I'm just looking here at some of his movies. And then, of course, The Birdcage, even though he's not the main character in the movie, I thought he did a great job in The Birdcage. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, we can't forget, I mean, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
You know, not main character again.
Randy mentions The Fisher King. That was another movie that I remember watching. I don't know if I really connected with it when I watched it. It was like, oh, Robin Williams is in this movie. But, like, it was a little bit too adult for me at the time.
Yeah, no one is dead.
Yeah, and nobody will.
I've seen it. Paid to see it.
And you didn't walk out on that, but you walked out on Joe versus the Volcano. Oh my gosh!
Well, because I might have had a good thing of popcorn at the time.
Tim Robbins, the Cadillac.
Oh, Cadillac Man.
Cadillac Man. Yeah. Cadillac Man. That was fucking hilarious.
That was Top Gun with Tim Robbins.
I did want to mention Awakenings again because that's a movie like Patch Adams for me that, like, it hit me like a ton of bricks out of nowhere. Like, I was watching it with the family, and I'm the only one crying, you know?
I mean, I liked it when I was a kid, and I don't know why as a kid. It's kind of a deep, heavy movie to watch as a kid. But I always liked it, and then, you know, the more as you get older and you watch it, like, that's a fucking true story that people actually froze like that. And you're like, that's so weird, you know?
I think that's what, like, hit it harder, like in the end there. Like, there's something about that, like, when you find out that it's true, it's just like, I'm already crying, and now you're going to just punch me in the gut.
This is interesting. I just started looking up, you know, as we do when we start Googling this shit, right? Hook, right?
great movie.
Okay, Jared.
No, great movie, but dude, that got fucking panned. I'm looking at the Rotten Tomatoes. It's got 29.
Because it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a terrible.
This is one of those things where the people on the top level right here.
But you know, you're looking at like it's the same as like Chris, you know, all three of us, aside from Jack, grew up as kids watching Hook. You know, and so we look at it still from that perspective. But if you watch some movie, you know, like I said, like I've introduced Star Wars, the original Star Wars, to people in their 20s and 30s, and they think it is complete shit because they are not looking at it as we did as kids and through that lens. Yeah. And so I think that's like when if you were a movie critic in 1992 or whenever Hook came out, you would probably go like, what fucking Rufio and all this weird goofy shit that's happening in that film? Yeah. Like you would probably think it's, and then all the green like food coloring fights that they have. It's kind of a weird film.
Ethan says Hook is not good. Ethan, I agree on that. It's not a good movie.
I love it. Maybe it is a nostalgic thing, but I fucking love Hook.
But the Rotten Tomatoes, that's the fans rating, right?
Well, no, the critics was was 74. The critics were a 29.
Fans are high. It was terrible.
That probably is Spielberg's worst film. I mean,
yeah.
All the cocaine that was on the set of Hook, too. I mean, just imagine it.
Oh, that's probably a lot.
Hopefully there wasn't.
I mean, Robin Williams was flying.
I mean, Robin Williams. Who else? Bob Haskins.
Dustin Hoffman.
Hoffman.
That's right.
Julia Roberts.
You know why it didn't work?
Glenn Close.
Too many fucking egos. That's
Glenn Close is one of the pirates. Dressed as a man.
So is David Crosby.
David Crosby, that's right. Yeah. Oh, dude, tons of coke. Okay, anyways.
I'm telling you right now, the reason it didn't work, too many egos.
And that Rufio haircut. I mean, yeah.
That guy, if you look at him still today, that kid, he still looks like that. Like, hasn't hardly aged a day.
What's his name? Rufio actor.
So he's Rob Lowe?
It's Rob Lowe, yeah.
He looks exactly like him.
I told you, yeah.
Dante Basco.
Well, that's a cool name. I wish my name was Dante Basco.
Yeah. Dante's Inferno for you.
Yeah.
And Gwyneth Paltrow was also in that movie.
And, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, who has a bigger ego than her? Nobody.
Yeah, I know we're probably.
She's got a fucking candle modeled up her vagina, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. It sold out within 1 hour.
Well, she's making money. You warm the wax and then you use it? Like, how does that work?
it's a vagina that smells, or there's a candle that smells like her vagina.
Yeah. Coldplay.
Okay, well, I guess.
She bathes.
I guess if they can make a candle that's scented like E.T., they can make a candle that's scented like a vagina.
So they also, according to Dink Dink, Dink Dink, air quotes, made McDonald's candles. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
So there was a limited edition of candles that were released that smell like the various parts, I want to say, of a Big Mac or maybe a cheeseburger. I'm not sure what it is. But like one candle that's supposed to smell like the bread, one candle that smells like the meat, one smells like the lettuce and tomato and pickles and mustard. And they sold them separately. So the idea is that if you collect them all and burn them simultaneously, your house or your apartment will smell like you're in a McDonald's.
Who would want that?
I don't know, but you literally cannot find them for less than $150.
Wow. Really?
So yeah. the candle that smells like bread smells stale. Yeah,
that's because there'll be collector's items. That's why.
I would love it if I could just smell or like the feeling that I got when I opened a Happy Meal. Is that a thing? So, I didn't know if you were crying or laughing for a second. I was like, oh shit, I hope so.
I'm not sure what he's doing. What are you giggling about over there?
He took the chewies.
Okay, so everyone out there listening, we are looking at another exclusive candle that does not smell like a vagina, but it smells like
a label. It just plainly says, this smells like my dick.
So it smells
oh,
like.
Oh my god! Oh, for Christ's sake! Anyways, so there are. There you go. Share it again. These are the candles. You got sesame seed bun, ketchup, onions, fresh beef, pickles, and cheese.
You have to put them all at once.
If you burn them all at once, apparently it smells like you're in a McDonald's and you're smelling like a quarter pounder, which is interesting. But one of my coworkers was trying to collect them all, and he paid like $80 for a candle.
Jeez, $80 for a candle?
Yeah.
I'm just picturing like, you know, like you're 23, 24 years old, you know, and you're bringing a lady back to your house, you know, and you're trying to set the mood, and like you got the candles all like spread out across the apartment, and then she's looking at them going like, those candles have McDonald's logos like on the side. What the hell? Like you some kind of cheap weirdo? And then you start to light them. Like you just wait to set the mood. And then it's like, it smells like freaking burgers in here. Like what the hell? Like
so cheap. $80 for this fucking candle, man.
Yeah, I know. I would not be lighting them unless you know you're going to commence with activities. Like seal the deal. Like continue on to a romantic, intimate.
I'm going to share for anyone who wants to see this.
Who doesn't want to make love inside a McDonald's?
Sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
But you don't have a sesame bun, so it's just like if you're missing that candle, it's just like, oh, I got two all beef special patties. And then, okay, I can't finish it.
When we were a kid, we sang Take me to my favorite place. McDonald's is my favorite place. They serve me rattlesnakes, hot dogs up my nose, french fries between my toes. Last time I went there, they stole my underwear. McDonald's is my kind of place. That used to be their I'm back in the 60s.
That's kind of weird. So you're saying Ronald McDonald stole your underwear? I mean, that's kind of a crime.
Why do you think he's always smiling?
This is like a limerick from another time. I mean, I've never heard that.
Because that's when I was a kid. We used to sing it all the time. But I never got the hot dog part because I don't think they've ever had hot dogs at McDonald's.
I think I brought this up, too. Like, in my little town, if you, you know, like...
Unlike John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah. So if you get a Happy Meal, but not the box and the toy, you just want the small cheeseburger, the small fry, and the small Coke. Because like my grandfather would get it, and other people, they always called it the All-American Meal because it's just one cheeseburger, one fry, and one small. It's all just small things. And then like as I've gotten older, not that I really ordered that, but like that's not even on the menu anymore. Like you don't say that. No one knows what you're talking about anymore. I guess none of y'all probably never knew it. I was talking about either, but
because in America I lived in, we didn't get small cheeseburgers, small fry.
But that was a regular cheeseburger, though, back, you know, then was just the regular cheeseburger. They didn't have the Big Mac and quarter pounder and all that stuff back, you know.
I told this before. We used to skateboard like 5 miles to the nearest McDonald's, and for a buck we could get cheeseburger, fry, and a Coke.
Did you skateboard like Rufio?
No.
Rufio.
I was from California. We were a lot better.
Nice.
But he also hates In-N-Out, so he's not really.
I wouldn't skateboard In-N-Out, but
probably.
We would skate. We're not those. You see those kids today? Why do kids walk with their skateboard? What's the point? Why do you have the skateboard? Just to look cool? I see him when I'm driving all the time. I want to stop and just go, "You're an idiot." But I don't do it because I don't want to be the old guy who gets filmed and looks like Karen. So I just keep driving.
I think we all live in that fear. So
I told you a few weeks ago, I told my wife, I said, "Hey, you want to be Karen, don't go out there and yell." They'll have a cell phone and you only get a part of it. And you'll be like, "Look at this Karen." They don't show the whole video, but then you're labeled for life as Karen.
True.
Tensions are high. I mean, you know, it's a pandemic. It doesn't matter like who you are, like at what place you are, what political spectrum or whatever you got going on. Like, just my kids have been really stressed with going back to school. You know, like my son is just his tension level is just a little turned up. You know, so.
Chris quit Facebook because he didn't want to wish people happy birthday.
I know.
Yeah. Fuck you and your
birthday. That's a 2020 thing. But are we shocked? I think we talked about last week. Are we shocked that the colleges start opening up and suddenly, like Alabama, 500 kids tested positive for the COVID?
I'm not. This is America. I'm not shocked with anything ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
we're so desensitized to all this shit. Like,
People are even saying, like, if these piss tapes come out of Howard, Donald Trump pissing on Howard in Russia, like, even if these videos do get released, no one's gonna fucking care.
I'm not laughing at that.
You laughed at my candle?
Yeah, your candle's pretty good.
I guess there's a candle. Just
you know what? We should have Ramblecast candles because we could come up with better shit than this, and that's funny.
I guess because Chris, it's kind of like I don't give a shit what you do with your own personal life. If you like pissing on people like R. Kelly, then go for it. You know, like it's like
R. Kelly's a child molester though.
Yeah, that's probably a bad example, Nick. Nick was not referencing the fact that R. Kelly is a good person. He is a molester.
Because the only reason I know R. Kelly is because of that. Because I don't listen to his music. I don't know anything about him.
Nor do I. But, like, you know, I mean, everyone knew John F. Kennedy was having affairs. No one cared. You know, this is like, when people ask in our politics, like, what religion are you? I'd be like, it's not your fucking business. Like, it's not your business what my personal beliefs are. Like, they don't ask that shit in England and France and everywhere else. It's like, you know, can you or can you not do the job of the president? So that's how I look at it.
No, he can't. I saw a funny tweet today. It was Trump's son. What the fuck's the dipshit's name? The better looking one.
Junior? No. Was it Junior?
Oh, Donald Jr.
Yeah, Donald Jr. tweeted out something about, I can't stand people who aren't loyal or whatever. And somebody responded to him. He's like, dude, your father literally cheated on every one of his wives, including your mother.
So true. Like, oh,
God. Well, these people, especially nowadays, you have to think before you strike. I mean, but they don't.
Yeah.
But. Well, it's funny because Sherry says Notre Dame had 327 students that got COVID in the first 8 days, 100% of them. So they were out partying because I listened to Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius Radio, and he was his daughter goes to Notre Dame, and I guess she's locked up. They have him locked up in a kind of hotel, Best Western. He goes, I'm paying $72,000 a year for tuition, and these colleges are just raking in the money.
Oh yeah,
these kids are not getting. They knew it was going to be an issue, but they took the money anyway. I give credit to NC State because I know they tried to make it as safe as possible, but you can't keep the, he goes, and some caller called up and he just went off on this caller. He goes, what the fuck? The caller is blaming the kids for not being responsible for going out. But he goes, what do you think was going to happen? They're kids. They're going to go out and party. Half of America, all of America, there's billions of people going to beaches, this, that, they're all adults because nobody cares.
Yeah, I saw someone posted on Reddit. It was a picture of I don't know where this college was, but it was clearly a college house party, and there was a picture from the street looking at the house, beer pong in the front yard, like people having a blast, keg stands, the whole nine. And there's a big sign hanging from the window that says you can't eat ass when you're wearing a mask. I'm like, these fucking idiots. Like, first of all, don't be eating ass. It's fucking nasty. But like. Which is, by the way, like a weird fucking trend right now. Like the younger generation have an obsession of eating butts. Like I just don't get it. But
Centipede, the movie Centipede.
Case of Pink Eye, I saw that.
Yeah, but that terrible timing. Yeah. That's great timing. Terrible timing. You're an asshole for doing that to Sherry.
That was Matt.
Oh, I've been waiting for something like that. Oh my gosh, thank you, Sherry.
Again, if you haven't joined us in the chat,
yeah,
you should. We're have a bunch
to jerks over here. It's a blast. Yeah. But yeah. So it sounds like Chris is all over Twitter. Yeah, not so much Twitter. Twitter is I'm lost to Twitter. I've kind of fallen off the rails with Twitter. I don't know the ins and outs.
Happy birthday to Twitter, Chris.
But I am on Reddit. Reddit's great because you can follow a bunch of fun stuff that you can look at and watch. And I enjoy Reddit because it actually is a nice place for me to kind of consume fun, stupid shit without having all the terrible stuff. Granted, yes, I know there's a whole fucking wasteland of people on Reddit too, but I don't get into that part of it. I just check all the fun stuff.
But they're trying to warn the kids that were all the kids that got sick at UNC and the people that have not been tested yet. you could be infecting your parents, your grandparents, and everybody else. They're trying to catch, but the problem is these colleges knew going in it was a mistake.
Even up here in the north, where they've canceled or gone to virtual classes, they waited to make the decision until all the tuition checks cleared.
Right.
And then they made the decision to go whichever direction they wanted to go.
Again, the guy on the guy's Mad Dog Radio, he was saying, and the worst part is, he goes, it's not like you can say, okay, I'm not going to go to school that year, because then you have to reapply. And you probably won't get back in. He goes, so you have to. It's like blackmail. You have to pay the tuition. It's such a scam. And again, you're not going to get college kids who think, okay, I'm invincible, and they're probably not going to die, but they're going to get sick. They are going to pass it on to someone older like Matt, who could be, you know, right, Matt?
Oh yeah, sure. I could totally get it. So my experience of teaching this week, this was my first. yesterday was my first day back teaching. I have a split class. Everybody wears a mask. What's up?
Even the models, do they wear masks everywhere?
Look, the time in which we have models is so small. It's like the time in which, like, I had sheep as a child. Like, you know.
But that's the only thing interesting about your class.
But you still remember it, though, all the time.
Dreaming about it. All right, well, as far as the boring shit that happens in my class.
just give me a hard time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm hopeful. You know, I mean, there was the announcement that there's the first official, like, recorded case of somebody who had COVID, recovered, and then was reinfected. You know, so that's freaky. What's that?
Why is that a good thing?
No, I was just saying that was
good. Oh, okay. Oh, like,
The good thing is that the college that I've been going to, like, I feel it is very limited, the number of students. There's a lot of classes that have just, like, started out online, and mine's a partial class. And, you know, if we have to go completely online, we do. So I'm hoping I don't.
Here's a question I have, because you have a lot of people, you know, the NFL is coming up here and you have a lot of teams, like Jerry Jones said, fuck it. Anybody who wants to come can come. I mean, it's an airborne virus, right? So I'm just asking because I don't know. Is it safe for the players to have people coming into the stadium who could possibly have the virus? If it's airborne, aren't we trying to keep these players as safe as possible because you want the NFL season to continue? Now, the Chargers and Rams announced that today they're not going to have any fans at the thing, which is a big blow for the Rams because they're going to lose a lot of money. The Chargers, it didn't really affect them. but, again, I'm asking seriously. I'm asking people to know because I don't know. Is it safe because some teams are going to have 13,000. I think Miami Dolphins are going to allow 13,000 per game. It's all different. It should be the same in every. It's the NFL. Like baseball said, no fans. Why can't football be the same thing? Where it's like,
so I think it's more of a protection for the fans. It's they're trying to do their bit to like protect their fans from fucking dying. I mean,
I get that, but it's an airborne virus, right? So
yes.
Couldn't that affect the players on the field? If
your question is, do you think there's a danger for the players if the people in the stands? I don't think so. I'm not a doctor or a scientist in any stretch of the imagination. But like, of all the indications that we've kind of heard, in like, it's definitely you're looking at like a 6 to 10 foot radius around you. Also at the same time, sunlight is its worst enemy, right? So that's another thing too, like UV rays exposure for a short period of time is supposedly known to kill or reduce the virus itself. So it's a closed quartered inside, you know, face to face is what's potentially dangerous.
Well, Randy said there's an Oxford study that suggests that you should be 26 feet away, not 6 feet away.
Well, is that with or without masks?
I'm guessing
I don't know if this is the same study that Randy's referring to, but I know that there was the study that they discovered that it was traveling by the air. It was a kind of a big deal, but it also like fell under certain scrutiny by other scientists that are like, well, we need more data, you know, on how they collected it. So I don't know if that's the same one because, you know, there's a lot of.
Like I said, Major League Baseball is most of the teams have been pretty COVID free, except the teams that where the people went to strip clubs or had parties and
right.
did something stupid. I mean, because there's no fans at the game. They're actually just going home, going to the game. I mean, the players are also, was it Cleveland had two players go to something and the rest of the players got pissed at him. I mean, literally pissed at him. And they're policing their own team. It's like being at work with someone that does something stupid. You take care of it, you know, the old fashioned way. So I don't know. I'm just asking because I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, like Jerry Jones, if you have 70,000 people in there, that can't be good for the players.
Right.
And again, I'm assuming the fans will be back far enough that won't affect the players. But, you know, what if a grounds coup? I just don't know. I don't think it's a good idea to have fans in the stands if there's a chance that the players can get sick because you can infect the whole team and the team they're playing. But anyway.
Speaking of
George Zip. I got it.
Did you guys read what Joe Montana said about Rudy?
Joe Montana?
Montana, yeah.
Because he was there when Rudy was there, right?
Yeah, like you know, it's like I didn't hear the audio. I have no idea how the question and how his response was formed, you know. But it's one of those things that you kind of hate that he said it because basically they were asking him about Rudy Ruediger from the movie from the great movie. Yeah, the movie Rudy, but you know, mostly from Notre Dame. And he said that it all was a joke. Like, you know, he did get in the game. Yeah, he did get a sack. He goes, but the fans at no point really ever chanted Rudy. He goes, and the three people that carried him off the field were the three of the biggest pranksters I've ever known. He goes, so like, they kind of, you know, made it bigger than what it really was in the movie. But it's like one of those things. It's like, don't shatter the.
No, you know, yeah, like, just keep your mouth shut, Joe.
Enjoy it, Joe. You
know. They actually take me into the toilet and give me a couple swirlies. So
we love Vince Vaughn in the movie.
Yeah,
Rudy. Anyway, that scene always cracks me up because I go, really, Vince? Rudy was offsides.
It's interesting.
My favorite part of the movie is when the dad, Ned Beatty, goes, "These eyes have never seen anything more beautiful." And he's standing next to his wife and his son. And I'm like, dude. I mean, I'd be sleeping on the couch for a month. I'd say because he's talking about the field at Notre Dame.
Right.
You've had kids. No, that's a stupid thing to say. There's no way you get away saying that, right? Now.
Weren't they from?
Well, I think that's the comical part of it. I mean, I think that's you know.
But he was serious. And his son, his dickhead son, who's the dickhead of the movie, is sitting behind going, "All right, let's go find our seats, Dad. Yeah, let's go, Dad." Yeah. Anyway, I love the movie, and I won't ruin it. It won't ruin it for me because you know. But the reason the fans didn't cheer because that one guy didn't go, Rudy, 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 and 100,000 people heard him say that, and so suddenly they go, "Oh, Rudy." And then you had the announcer. I'm finally figuring out what the student section's saying. He's so little. Who said that?
Jack, before we end this show, I need to say something.
Fans in the stands, man. You change these names so goddamn fast, I can't keep up.
It's there for the people that watch, you know?
Whoa. I'm not complaining. I like the names. I just got to remember to change whatever name you put on there. Like COVID-19. I like that.
Thanks. I just have to mention Jack's background for this show. He has put together this graphic. If I didn't mention it, I mean, it looks like you spent some time on this.
It took me about 3 minutes.
It looks like they're either sweating because the water is hot.
They're crying.
They're crying
because they're about to be slaughtered.
They're like these little Christian
dolphins. Did you read the tweet I put out?
And it says, "Save us from the evil paper company," and then there's all of these trees that say "Suck it, bitches." So,
because did you read the tweet I put out for our Ramblecast?
Yeah, I did.
I said, find out how paper companies are saving the environment by no longer using trees, but by using dolphins. So I said, oh, I'll put this in there. Now it took me about 3 or 4 minutes. I just had to.
I appreciate the extra, you know, just little ad campaign here for dolphin papers. I appreciate
it. Yeah.
So
I think that if you want, I don't have any claim to it, so you can take it and use it, you know, as a trademark or
slogan. Something like, yeah.
You want to use that for, you know, like every time you ship out an order, put that sticker on there. I think it would be a. I was wondering if anybody was going to get mad. I was a little worried. I go, you know, someone's going to take this serious. So,
yeah. We do not hurt dolphins. No, none of the paper's made from dolphins. I don't know where you get this.
Is that where you heard that, Nick?
How would that even work?
I don't know. I'm not in the paper business. You are. I don't know how.
Okay.
But I think Nick and I clearly heard heard you say something about paper and dolphins. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If it's saving trees, aren't there enough dolphins in the sea? I mean,
so
we don't need. I'm probably in trouble here. We don't need the dolphins to live for us to live, but we need the trees, right?
True.
You don't know that. You don't know if like some Star Trek 4 kind of situation is going to come along where.
And don't get me wrong. I like dolphins. I like
Star Trek 4, which doesn't have to do with dolphins, but it has to do with whales.
That's with the whale one, right? Yeah.
Hitchhikers with that one. Yeah.
You know, the orca, which a lot of people think as a whale, is actually in the dolphin family. So,
have you guys ever seen the movie Orca with Richard Harris?
Is it a rip-off of Jaws? You're not missing anything.
Oh, well, okay. It's funny because what's his name's boat? Robert Shaw's boat and Jaws.
It's called the Orca.
Well, in Orca, I forget the actress, but Bo Derek's in it, and that's how they build it. Bo Derek, and she's in there for like 3 minutes.
Bo.
But Richard Harris, he's killed. What he did is he killed a female dolphin. He killed a female whale, orca. So the male whale, because they only have one partner for life, right? That's what they say. So this whale goes after Richard Harris's character to get revenge. And one line in the movie is just most ridiculous movie. She goes, "You're not man enough to accept his challenge," telling Richard. I'm like, it's a fucking whale that's trying to kill me. Why would, and so in the end he dies, but spoiler.
Oh yeah. I was never going to watch it.
I saw it in the theater, but it's like that line always went,
toxic masculinity.
Someone wrote this? That's stupid. But anyway, Orca, if you haven't seen it, it's up there with Das Boots. And Richard Harris would be drunk through the whole movie anyway, so.
I wanted to check in on our poll and see how the poll is going here. Did you just put it on the patrons group? Is that what it was?
No, the poll I put on the regular Facebook thing.
Okay, so, yeah, we got some. Yeah.
Well, okay, so currently right now for this week's verses, and we'll check back in on this and see how many options there are, but Waffles is leading it with 15 votes. But Waffles with Chocolate Chips is behind with 7 votes, and then you have
F.U.D. Spanos
with 2 votes, Waffles Smothered Covered and Sometime Country. 1 vote, Waffles and Hot Chicken. Thank you, Sherry, for that.
Sherry should have put what you put.
And thank you, Kim, for that.
You guys are making me hungry. Waffles with, anyway.
Oh. Yes, you're right, Miami Mike. Jack killed this podcast, and on that note, we should kill this show. So we'll be back next week.
Let's take a commercial break.
No, we're done with commercial breaks. We're at the end.
I thought we had another commercial break. I apologize.
I think we should close it out. I know Chris or Nick has an early morning tomorrow, or something going on. What? Nick just dropped out.
Nick just said, "Fuck you! I'm out of here." Yeah.
Maybe he was like, "Oh, they're closing out the show. I don't need to be here for this. Jack will just interrupt." Oh, nope, he's back. Okay, thank you.
My mic cut out again. So.
Oh, okay.
You thought I was going to interrupt, did you?
What? No. You interrupting is just a given. I don't even have to think about that.
It's like me and Orca.
Yeah.
It's official. I've got the list here tonight. So
like me and the dick on my candle.
If you enjoy this show, and apparently some of you do because you join us live, and we appreciate that every week. We should be back next week. I don't know if it's going to be a Tuesday. Nick, are you off next week? Is that what
I am. I'll be in Wyoming again. So
okay. All right.
And so, maybe even off the next week, but we'll see.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get a replacement.
Yeah.
Wild card for Nick.
Wally Pitt.
Contract renegotiation.
We will be in contact.
When Wally Pitt sat out and Lou Gehrig took his spot.
We might have somebody have to come in for Nick.
And what happened to Lou Gehrig?
It's a podcaster. So.
Karma.
if you want to help out the show, and why wouldn't you, go on to iTunes, rate and review us there. Give us 5 stars. Tell us what you think. That gets us a little bit of notoriety. We would appreciate that. You can send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com. Oh, thank you. Yeah, sorry. You're right on it. I know. So, well, I mean, if you would like to take over the
no, I, it's force of habit because I used to say that every time when Jay would say,
"Oh, sure," it's like you're like a Pavlov dog.
It's like, oh my god, it's like, oh yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, here we'll do it again. We'll do it again. rcadcast@gmail.com. You really? Okay.
You gave me crap for it. You don't hit me with a newspaper on the nose and expect me to go. Okay, I'll do it.
Save us from the evil paper company. Okay, gotcha, Jack. So you can also go onto Amazon. I think it's actually janjack.com/Amazon.
We don't remember this.
I know. Either way, just go to janjack.com. There's the Amazon link, and there's a patron link. You can donate from little to a lot. We appreciate all the patrons, especially those that join us in the chat. Whether they're freebies or you pay for it, I don't care. It's so much fun having people live with us. We do have a good time. I won't, Ethan. I won't. So, but at this point, I need to mention some of the people that that make this show possible, and we really appreciate them. I did plan ahead, and I tried to come up with some Robin Williams-themed movies.
Can I stop for one second? I hate to interrupt.
Okay, no.
Ethan, he has confirmed. All right, go ahead.
Okay, there you go. That was a private conversation. We have no idea what's going on. That's kind of like a little Lostian, you know, thing within the own podcast. But at this point, I would like to thank Patch Tack Adams. The Richter King, Ed Poet Society, Good Maggie Vietnam, and Joe Aladdin. Joe Aladdin?
You had it going good.
There. I did. I'm so sorry, Joe.
I'm gonna say right now, this was probably one of your best.
You blew it in the ninth, though.
I did. Well, let's finish.
Couldn't go the distance.
We'll finish it off with a little bit of Greg Will Hunting.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry. I really like was racking my brain, you know, for a Joanne.
You saved it on that one.
Maybe. I think it's still.
It's not a no hitter.
It's not a no hitter.
No, but you don't have to have a no hitter every game to be successful. Okay.
caught.
Great show, kids. It was. Like Miami Mike says, one in a million. We appreciate everyone for making this live. So
yeah, this was fun, guys.
Because of COVID, shouldn't we be more social distancing? Shouldn't it be like 1 in 250,000 instead of a million?
Yeah, that's true. Why don't you care about us, man? Yeah.
I'm putting on my mask right now here, so you can kind of see.
I listen seriously, but I've heard so many commercials for masks.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have known that masks were going to be such a major part of our economy in 2020?
Darth Vader.
Also, for the nose wearers, the ones that like to ride it underneath the nose, I saw an article that said that you could be more likely to get it if you actually just pull it below the nose.
Yeah, so, I've heard that too.
Because if you think about it, if you've been breathing and pull air in, and there's virus particles on that, now that thing is right below your nose where you're going to suck them up into your nose.
And
collector with basically a suction area right there. So think about that, nose people. I'm not nosing it at you, but you know, come on, just wear the mask. Let's just get through this fucking
shit. I'm sorry, Matt. I hate to be negative Nancy, but
yeah.
It's nothing's going to stop until they find a vaccine for it.
I know it's here. It's here for a good solid year to, you know, I don't know, 2 years, whatever, but it's going to take a while. I'm trying to close out this show. Thanks again. This was 1 in 25. See you next week.
Never tell me the odds.
Bye. I guess. Whatever. See you.